I don't know if you've heard this, it was on a little bit earlier on Breakfast and on the news as well. A petition seeking the removal of Prince Albert, his statue, from the grounds of Leinster House is before the Petitions Committee today. A member of the public has asked the committee to look at the issue because they claim it is a symbol of British rule. Speaking on News Talk Breakfast this morning, independent councillor for Dublin City, Manix Flynn, said that the statue should be removed but placed in a museum.
This is a republic. I mean, and I don't think it's actually appropriate to hold this particular work on the grounds of Leinster House. I mean, Albert didn't have any particular association with Ireland. This particular work was placed in Dublin because of his involvement with the Great Exhibition at the time. So I think certainly, like, again, bringing it to the museum, bringing it to the Collins' barracks is appropriate.
OK. However, Dermot Lacey, who is a Labour councillor for Pembroke and South Dock, disagrees and thinks we should leave it where it is. Dermot, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Ciara.
Why do you think Prince Albert should be left in all his glory at Leinster House?
Well, look, it's not an issue that really bothers me to a huge extent. I'd say if you asked 100 Dubliners what statue was behind the railings of Leinster House, many of them would know it was there. Very few would know. I just don't think we can rewrite our history, and I think there's a certain attempt to rewrite our engagement with England, Scotland and Wales over the last 700 years. We were part of that package. We were part of that empire. Irish people sat in the House of Commons. If you want to deal with anything, it was the class oppression of the rich over the poor rather than England over Ireland. But if we get into this business of moving statues, well, then are we going to start renaming Leinster House itself? Is named after the Duke of Leinster? Are we going to start renaming Dame Street and Henry Street and Talbot Street and Herbert Park and so forth? And once again, we hear on the radio what Manix is against. In the 10 years I've served on the council with him, it's very hard to know what Manix is actually for. Well, and I'd like that you hear some ideas from him on what
Manix
he's for.
Obviously isn't here to tell us.
I wasn't there this morning, Ciara.
To tell us what he's for. But do you take the point that it is a symbol? And I actually agree with you. We can't whitewash our history. We were a colony up until the last century, and that's completely true. But do we actually want a symbol of that colony under our current House of Parliament, where we govern from now? Do we want the old vestiges of that imperialism? No one is going to likely forget that the British ruled us for a long, long time. And I'm not even going to get into the 800 years of oppression. But is it in the right place? Because where it is at the seat of power in our republic. And do we really want Queen Victoria's consort stuck there as people go in and out of the Dáil?
Ciara, it's behind a tree at the entrance to Leinster House.
That's not really the point.
You'd hardly know. No, it is the point. What really annoys me is people making big rows out of trivial issues. You know, when we have, you know, the housing crisis, the hospital crisis and so forth, that's what I want to hear local councillors talking about, the real issues facing ordinary people. And I think there is an onus to agree, and I'm sort of biting the hand that feeds me here, but there is, you know, an onus on the media to concentrate as well on the big, big issues. And, you know, giving attention to sort of the publicity seekers, such as the councillor involved, is, I think, just adding fuel to the fire. It's not important. I don't really care whether Prince Albert stands at the gate of Leinster House or of Herbert Park. It's been there for several hundred years. Who cares?
Would you consider this, Dermot? Would you consider a plaque being erected then? I hear what you're saying about don't rewrite history, don't whitewash us. And this debate has happened in other places too. Mm-hmm. For example, the statue of Stonewall Jackson over in the States. Should that be taken down as a symbol of a time when slavery and all that was an issue and black people were oppressed in America, or should it be left up as a marking of history? What about the idea that some people would have that you would look at a statue like the Prince Albert one and you would put a plaque beside it and say, here lies a symbol of British imperialism because they ruled us and we became a republic in such and such a time, and this was erected in such and such a time, and mark it as history but put it in the context. I suppose what Manix or people like him are saying is that it being left there without any contextualization around it makes it look a little bit like, you know, we have a kind of a fondness maybe for Prince Albert that perhaps we don't have.
As I said, I don't think anybody knows what's on the statue, who's on the statue. I think less people care. I'd like to spend more time in actually building that republic, a republic of equals, a republic where people had homes, where public could go to parks, where public could get elected parliament. I mean, I think it's yesterday or today, members of the Oireachtas are presenting portraits of Constance Markievicz to the House of Commons. House and Parliament that she reviled, that she refused to sit in. And I think the House of Commons is going to accept that as a symbol of that shared history. And just as Constance Markievicz is a part of the shared British-Irish history, well, sadly, Prince Albert is part of the shared history of Ireland and Britain. And we just should get on with it and live with it and accept where we are and build a better future for all of us.
Are those two things mutually exclusive, though, Dermot? I mean, it is possible to build a republic and to concentrate on housing and things and still have an opinion around something like where we put a statue or what a symbol of the previous rule of this country, where it should be placed or stuff like that. It's not mutually exclusive. People will always say, why are we talking about statues? Why aren't we talking about housing? It's possible to talk about both.
Well, sadly, I don't hear the councillor you referred to earlier on.
No, I'm not going to keep personalising it to Mannix. That wouldn't be fair.
But the point is, Ciara, that, you know, when we concentrate on these trivial issues, we don't concentrate on the real issues. Dublin City Council, just to give an example, last couple of months, spent about 2 hours talking about the Catalonian flag, but another hour and a half talking about the Palestinian flag, then spent about 2 hours talking about whether we were going to take the freedom of the city away from Bob Geldof. Then there was a previous subsequent discussion whether we would give it back to Bob Geldof. I would far prefer us to get on with the job that we were elected to do. And that's why I get annoyed with these sort of trivial issues. We should deal with the things we were elected to do. Moving statues was something that happened in Ballinasbittle, you know, 30 years ago. Okay. Let's move away from that.
You've currently made a very strong argument for the disbanding of Dublin City Council, I should point out.
No, I'm making a case for the election of a better Dublin City Council, Ciara, a city council of members that actually want to do things rather than a city council that are against
things. But your suggestion is they're spending their time doing something that's of little consequence.
I think the composition of the current Dublin City Council is a council that seems to know what it's against and doesn't have a clue what it's for. Yeah, I've made this point several times.
All right. There is currently a Twitter poll up. Breakfast, a News Talk Breakfast has put up a Twitter poll to ask the people of this republic what would they like to do with this statue at Leinster House of Prince Albert, who was the consort to Queen Victoria. Currently, it will run for 24 hours and it's up since this morning. So currently, 40% of people want it to leave and 60% of people want to keep it there. So people want it to go and people want it to stay, and more people want to stay to keep Prince Albert at Leinster House than want to get rid of it.
I would view that more as people wanting politicians to get on with the real work.
Well, I take your point, but I do think that as an emerging republic, and we are a republic, and I don't mean that we are yet to achieve that, but as an emerging republic who's coming out of the shadow of colonialism, is it wrong for us to have these kind of discussions? Is it not something, the nuances of our history, are they not something that people do think about a little bit? And I know what you're saying about the Countess Markievicz and the Westminster and all the kind of stuff, but their position in our relationship over the last 800 years was very different to our position. They were in power. They were the authority. They looked down on us and felt that they had nothing to fear from us. We were in a position where we were under British rule, so we were subjugated. That's a very different position to be in than people sitting in Westminster today.
Of course it's not wrong to have these discussions. I belong to the only party whose founder died in 1916. I belong to the only party in which an elected Labour councillor was killed in 1916. I belong to a party in whose second leader was the leader of the anti-conscription movement, who 100 years ago this very year stopped conscription coming into this country. But I also believe we need to move forward.
Last question for you, Dermot. Those people to whom you referred, the leader who died in 1916, the councillor, all those people, would they like to see Prince Albert still sitting outside Leinster House?
I think they would oppose monarchies, and they did oppose monarchies, just as I oppose monarchies. But I'm not going to rewrite our history. You know, some people claim that the kingship of Brian Boru was the last great day for Republican Ireland. Now, beyond me, I don't know how you can grasp that. I favour an electorate republic.
All right, thank you for that indeed. That is Dermot Lacey there, Labour councillor for Pembroke and South Dock, on the Prince Albert question. Do let me know what you think. 1894 53 106, you can give me a call, or indeed you can text us 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Let's find out what people do think about it. Someone says, should we knock down all the buildings that the English built, the GPO etc, and all the Georgian buildings? That's a little different to of course the statue. Someone else says, total populist drivel about moving the statue. Your guest is 100% right, probably cost us 20 grand to move it, total rubbish. And that's from Chris in Kinvarran. Someone says, Ciara, we were an integral part of the United Kingdom and our people were soldiers and administrators administrators rather, of the empire. And then someone says, oh God, Ciara, removing the statue from Leinster House, here we go again. What next? Remove the post boxes, remove the bridges that the British built here, remove the buildings that they built, remove the Bank of Ireland too. And last one I'll take on this, it says, regarding the Prince of Albert statue, it's laughable when people use the reason that we are a republic to do something. How can you be a republic when you replace one ruler, the British in this case, with another, Brussels? Selectively republican people make me laugh. Thank you for that. And indeed, all your texts, indeed, loads more coming up after this on Lunchtime Live.